T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dig your cleats in. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
The pitch from Acevedo. A drive deep to right field. Down the line. The Mariners win this game 2-1. The dream lives. They're going to the playoffs. The drought is over. Cal Raleigh. Wow. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Shut up.
And Rutschman will hit a fly ball here. Deep center field. And so long. Adley Rutschman with a moonshot to center field.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher. This is the Hot Corner on the Odyssey app and 1080. The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for a must-be-a-Wednesday, but baby... Actually, it's our last Wednesday.
Let's go to Tuesday.
To Tuesday. This is our last Wednesday with you. I know it's always been a Wednesday, but we'll slide over to Tuesdays starting next week as the baseball season officially starts tomorrow. The Hot Corner will move. I repeat, will move from Wednesdays to Tuesdays from 7 to 9, same time, same place. Just a different day. Joe Fisher next to me.
A very somber Wednesday.
It is a little bit of a somber Wednesday, but it's, you know, have you ever had like a bad Christmas Eve?
Maybe.
Like, have you ever had a time where it was kind of like, you know, food kind of got messed up or
mom drank too much
or aunts and uncles didn't make it into town on time? Something like that happened. I feel like this is a somber day, but the reality is that tomorrow is a great day.
Well, it's also been a rough week for you. The Chunster.
Pat Chun is a blow, my friend. Kyle Smith is probably of a blow.
How you doing, huh? I mean, that is cold-blooded.
Yeah, there are very few instances in which somebody leaves Wazoo for UW. That's tough. I'm sure there have been professors and teachers and things like that have done it. And
oh, Mr. Simmons in AP Biology 105, that bastard.
And I'll never let it down.
No, I cannot believe he switched schools like that.
But Pat Chun is rough. But you know what I will say is UW, congratulations. Pat Chun is a wonderful AD. He will do great things for you.
Oh God, you're doing that. You're taking that angle?
What I will say is I wouldn't be shocked if Chun was a little perturbed by the fact that he was never mentioned in this Pac-2 kind of situation going forward. That was straight president stuff.
The Chunster?
So I wouldn't be shocked if there's a little two-part. Chun doesn't want to be an AD that has to deal with Mountain West and WCC. But I wouldn't be shocked if a little bit was like, hey, man, is this not my job? Am I not supposed to be the one to take this over?
And, he doesn't want the C-dub.
And, you know, he was never asked questions. He was never given say over what we're doing here. So,
well, maybe he'll last longer than 6 months.
I
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed for them. Although I hope he leaves for like Ohio State.
Hey, if he stays a year, I mean, that's better than the last guy.
Yeah, and so I think...
setting records.
I think we also have to remember that even though, you know, when we compare Wazoo and Oregon State, all right, and how this whole Pac-2 thing has gone down, I think one could argue that Washington State has been the more benefit of the two.
I shouldn't have brought this up. I got you way in your Wazoo pants.
No.
Way too Wazooey.
I'm going to bring it back. Trust me. I think it's safe to say that as this was going on, Wazoo has probably done a better job than Oregon State in terms of on the field, on the court.
Oh, boy.
We did just win a game at the tournament.
Which type of court? The men's court or the women's court?
Fair point.
Here I am standing up for Beavs.
No, fair point.
What is going on?
Fair point. I think Wazoo has navigated this a little better than Oregon State. And that's not a trash to Oregon State, but like, we still have our football coach.
It kind of is starting to trash the program a bit here.
But spreading
the cheeks and taking a dump all
over. But what I'm
them.
Saying is whether the Oregon State women in basketball continue to thrive that they're doing in baseball, the men's baseball, like whatever they're doing. You know, Wazoo had a really nice, albeit short, run in the tournament. You know, we did win a game.
Well, since the Pac-2, formerly known as the Pac-12, only cares about ancillary sports, how's softball doing?
That I don't know, but what I will
Doesn't
say...
Doesn't Wazoo have a good volleyball program?
We do have a good volleyball program.
See,
and a good
go.
Soccer program. Women's soccer program as well. We don't have a men's soccer program. Shout out Title IX. But the reality is at the end of the day, whether Wazoo is in the Sweet 16 tomorrow or not, this is what happens when you destroy conferences. That even though you can sit here and say that maybe Washington State has handled things a little better than Oregon State or been lucky, however you want to say it. You know, our coach didn't run to Michigan State. You know, our basketball coach did take the Stanford job, but I think whether we were in the Pac-12 or not, I think he was getting a better job.
Man, that's pretty cold too.
But the reality is
losing him to Stanford of all places.
Well, there's other stuff in that. I mean, he's from the Bay Area. His kid has autism.
I did hear that.
Stanford's got that wonderful autism center to help take care of his kid. But I think,
is that a real thing?
That is a real thing.
I think
I think after this year, whether Kyle Smith got to the round of 32 or the Sweet 16, Kyle Smith was going to go. What I'm saying is the reality is no matter who handled it better during turmoil, I was texting with Brandon Sprague about this earlier. The inevitability is both of you just don't matter. And whether something's riding high in one sport or riding low in another or whatever it is, at the end of the day, Kyle Smith doesn't want to go back to the WCC. I just did that.
Boy, this is
Kyle
awkward.
Smith doesn't want to go to the Mountain West. Jonathan Smith doesn't want to go to the Mountain West. Like, I used to be the OC at UW, and I've been a head coach at a pretty decent school in the Pac-12. I'm not going backwards.
Matters worse.
And Pat Chun is, I've built a program and I've done things here. I'm not going to go backwards.
To make matters worse for you, I Google Washington State softball and the first thing that pops up is University of Washington softball. I don't know if you guys even have a program.
I don't know either.
That's rough.
Full disclosure.
That's rough.
Intramurals?
Yeah, maybe a club team. It's St. Intramurals.
Our men's soccer is a club team.
Let's see here.
Our men's soccer, D1 at Wazoo, is a club team.
Oh, shout out Title IX indeed, then.
Well, best of luck, Chunster.
Yep, see you guys.
Man, I was going to just say, hey, how you guys doing? Happy hump day. But
I told Brandon Sprague, I can't wait for football to be off the books. Like, can we just be a basketball school, and can we just not care? Can we be an academic institution?
Because
I would love that.
I would
absolutely love that.
Well, that boded so well for the Pac-12 being all about academics and Olympic sports.
Conference champions.
I came in, and I gave you a kidney shot right off the bat. All right? That was a low blow.
I thought we were friends.
I know. That was cold-blooded. Cold-blooded Rick James ring right to the forehead of Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, I will say, Joe, that is like Patrick coming in and saying, like, you know, Dak's not going to be a Cowboy after 2024, right? Well, and probably, kind of a buzz shot.
Well, he probably won't be.
Well, I wouldn't say that because, boy, could I care less. Why do I care about mediocre quarterbacks that make a lot of money?
Hey-o! Yeah, see Daniel Jones.
Now that is a shot.
And there's a liver shot right to me. Right,
you guys
back.
You guys ever seen the movie Great Outdoors?
Yes,
Dan Aykroyd, John Candy.
Yep, Annette Bening.
I have not.
Yes.
Oh, you need to watch
Annette
it.
Bening, the unsung hero of that movie. She's so great.
That entire
cast.
She's
clearly like the real actor of the bunch.
Absolutely.
But it is a Dan Aykroyd, John Candy movie.
A solid 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
There is a moment.
I will not be watching
there
that.
There is a moment in that movie where John Candy goes, that was a shot. Dan Aykroyd goes, that's not a shot. And then this says something and goes, that is a shot.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love Great Outdoors.
You got to be careful how you say things. You know, I watched that movie when I was a kid.
Yeah, ditto. My dad.
My parents love that movie. I own it on DVD.
So I'm assuming you were an Uncle Buck fan as well. Because John Candy fans, your parents
my
were?
My sister was a big Uncle Buck fan.
Oh,
I have seen Uncle Buck once.
I think when I was younger, I don't think I ever truly understood the beauty and talent that was John Candy.
Well, we
I
all
think it took me till I was older.
We all should know Uncle Buck because that is how John Hughes discovered Macaulay Culkin for Home Alone. But yeah,
right.
John Candy, that was like his playground. Those movies, Great Outdoors,
the Seven
oh
Degrees
goodness.
Of John Candy.
But I always remember Dan Aykroyd in that movie because he was the sleazy brother-in-law.
You know what these are made out of, right? Lips and moles.
Yep.
I love lips.
And when John Candy's wife goes, why don't you go find yourself a spin cycle? And I was like, what does that mean? I was like, I had no idea what that means. And then you get older and you realize that her sister-in-law says, you know, sometimes you just sit on top of the washing machine and
gets the job done.
Dot, dot, dot.
Wow.
Better than my husband.
Oh, Kalee Dokley. Well, dirty. Boy. What? Boy.
That. We're there. Huh?
We're already there. Oakley Dokley. We got a show lined up for you guys. Just a reminder, the Hot Corner will move to Tuesdays next week. We'll still be here from 7 to 9, but we're going to move to Tuesdays. And Tuesdays will be great. We're happy to have you. Everyone's going to be here. It's going to be fantastic. Major League Baseball opens tomorrow.
Whoa.
Tomorrow is opening day.
I'm not ready. The Orioles won the spring training, so can we just call it a season and give them the World Series trophy?
I would also argue they made a play to win the offseason, too.
Oh, what's that? Tony Kemp?
When you trade for a Cy Young winner and an ace, Joe, I think you're doing okay. Look at this guy. This guy, what are you, high and mighty? What are you, high and mighty over here now?
It took me a week. I was all worried like a week ago when you were giving them the AL East crown. And
Mighty Joe Fish over here.
Now I'm ready.
Not to blow your skirt up even further, Joe, but I do have a Baltimore Orioles-related question in Fair or Foul tonight.
Ooh, love that. Love that. Fair or Foul. Speaking of that, we do that every single week, including Tuesdays next week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot to get to.
Did you see that they did get Tony Kemp, though?
I did see.
World Series confirmed.
You know what shocked me is that he's only played 9 seasons in baseball. I thought that dude was like a 20-year vet.
He's hitting his prime. Here we go.
We do got a lot to get to. We will finish our division preview this week with the vaunted American League West.
Yeah!
As I sit here with my Mariner cap on, ready to rumble. So we'll get into the American League West starting at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But we do have some baseball agendas to get into.
Do you realize what I just did?
Well,
I have the power from this very laptop.
Yeah. You just do that?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Doesn't have a huge load either.
Whoa, hey.
That was you.
I don't like this.
That was you.
I don't like this.
I'm going to have to pull that one awesome. Out of there.
All right, we come back. Let's give an update. Are we really in the midst of one of those things? Like, there's earmarks in baseball, right? The 94 strike, 61. There's earmarks in baseball. Are we really living in an earmark of baseball? The update on the gambling man.
Oh, dear God.
And if he is, Shohei Ohtani where we should probably start with baseball every single time.
It's all just a big misunderstanding.
The most fascinating player in baseball somehow became more fascinating. We'll get to that next. The Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
719, we are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Patrick Harris, Joe Fisher with you. We'll be moving to Tuesdays next week. I'm going to say that a lot this week, so if you're in the know, you know. And if you're not, welcome. And if you're in the know, I apologize to keep this going. We got the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, after the sale. Guilty as charged. Got a Ford Bronco Sport in the parking lot, and they were absolutely fantastic. Hey. On the text line, JR chimes in, well, it must be the last Wednesday, as it'll never be a Wednesday again.
That is true. That is true.
What I'll tell you, JR, is if I end up...
That is how a calendar works.
If I end up sitting in on another one of these fine shows we have here at 10 of the Fan, an Odyssey station, and it's a Wednesday, boy, you know I'm going to open with it must be a Wednesday.
So, Wednesday's
or
dead.
It's always a Wednesday.
It's just dead.
We're net even on a listener, though, because someone else on the Vancouver text line says... Tuesday, I may be able to listen to more. My Monday and Wednesday nights at work tend to suck worse. So he's texting on a Wednesday, but he says he'll be able to listen more. So that's TLH, total listening hours, or total time spent listening, whatever the metric is.
Look at the sales guy in here with us.
I think it's, what is it? Time spent, TSL, that's what it is.
If it makes you feel better, USC lost their coach to SMU. You know what? That does kind of make me feel better.
I saw
it
that.
It really does kind of make me feel
better. That's pretty awesome, actually.
It does kind of make me feel better.
I don't know if that was a matter of Andy was like, I'm probably going to get fired after this, not this year, but next year anyways, versus I need to get the hell out of here. This sucks.
I love that Andy Enfield was like, wait, I'm going to a worse basketball conference. I'm still going to get fired. I'll take the SMU job.
SMU, did they go to
they're going to the ACC next year.
Yes, they are.
ACC. Okay, I was going to say, are they a Big 12 school?
They're going to a future dead conference, so congratulations.
Without any athletic money.
Congratulations.
And they're on the Gulf of Mexico, correct?
You think Craig James supports that, his alma mater there?
I wonder how often they hit him up, or if at all.
SMU's in Dallas, though, right?
Where the hell I don't know where SMU is. It's a religious school in Texas.
Is it Corpus Christi?
It is in Dallas.
It is in Dallas.
No, Corpus Christi is...
It's on the Gulf. It's like right on the Gulf, right?
That's on the Gulf, yeah. That's why... Well,
TCU? Is TCU in Corpus Christi?
Dallas is...
look this up.
Maps. Places. Corpus Christi is just south of San Antonio. The school that's there in Corpus Christi, there is like a UT Corpus Christi or something.
Yeah, Texas A&M. CC? I don't know. No. There's way too many damn Texas football
Dude,
and basketball
Texas is
schools.
Huge. I don't know if you knew this. Very big state.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Very large.
That's what she said?
I'd like to go to Texas sometime. I just want the...
I would too. I mean, there's definitely cool things. I mean, the Esplanade in San Antonio is supposed to be great. Austin is supposed to be... You know, the Portland of Texas.
Hey, just north of Corpus Christi, right across a bridge, there is a Portland, Texas. How about that?
I'm sure it's not great.
I'm seeing that on the map right now.
Over under a better city, Portland, Texas, or Portland, Oregon?
What year is it? Is it now?
Now. Push.
Yeah, push.
Are we at a push?
Corpus,
what kind of line can I get at Alan A on that?
Corpus Christi.
You know, I'm a professional gambler now. I don't know if you guys know this.
Home of Texas State Aquarium. Oh, yeah?
Professional gambler.
Ever since your Alan A trip?
Yeah, hit too big on UNC, you know.
Big day, baby.
Just don't mention Oakland or James Madison, like, and I'm good.
Portland, Texas.
So you parlayed all of those. Is that what I'm hearing?
I took a bet from Isaac Rupp, and it hit. And that I doubled down on it and took the point spread on North Carolina, and it hit.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, felt good. Then I had to watch Wazoo lose.
As long as you didn't hit the slot machines on the way out, you're good.
No, I don't do that. I'm not degenerate. I'm not a sales rep at Odyssey. Jesus.
Now that, a liver shot.
All right. The biggest story in baseball right now, and guys, we might spend two seggies on this, but... I kind of want to start on this. As you know, if you've lived under a rock, Shohei Ohtani, his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, excuse me, I can't speak today.
Do you know he went to UC Riverside? Wait.
Ipe was fired after the Los Angeles Dodgers discovered that he was in massive gambling debt with a illegal bookmaker in
allegedly
the state of California, where gambling is not legal in California, despite DraftKings here in Oregon and Alinea Chinook Winds in, right? Chinook Winds is in Washington?
Chinook Winds is at Lincoln
City. Down south.
Man.
What's Emerald Queen?
Emerald Queen. There's like seven or eight.
There's a bunch in Washington where gambling is legal, but it's not legal in California.
No.
So do they, are there no casinos in California?
No.
None.
How about that?
That's why you go to Carson, Nevada. That's why you go to Vegas, obviously.
Isn't that like
Reno.
Texas also? I believe Texas doesn't have any casinos.
That I'm not sure.
Gambling is not allowed in Texas.
They don't
As
like
we
weed
said
either.
Previously, never been to Texas.
I met a dude from Texas in Arizona, and I believe that's what he said. I'm checking my sources.
So, Ipe gets fired, all right? We find out he was involved in gambling upwards around, what, $4.5 million? He was in debt.
Something like that.
Shohei Ohtani ended up covering that debt, and Ipe was fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Definitely casinos in Texas. You just can't gamble on sports in Texas. All right, moving on. Sorry.
Now, before we really get into whether or not Shohei is involved and stuff like that, I just kind of want to get a litmus test. Because what's interesting for me, and as somebody that takes history of baseball into very much consideration, I like to pretend at least that I'm a student of the game. Not only do I know what's happened on the field, but I'm also aware of, as I said, the check marks, the big periods of baseball where you can say, okay, Mantle, Maris in 61, the 27 Yankees, Hank Aaron, Maguire, Sosa, these kind of check marks of where baseball really hits things. I'm curious, when this story first broke, and we talked about it a little bit last week as it's evolved into this week, when this story broke, I actually didn't take a lot of investment into it. I actually didn't think it was that quite big of a deal. So my question to you guys is this a real story, or is this what happens when you become the level of Shohei Ohtani?
But
where everything's under a microscope, where it's like, well, did you see that Taylor Swift kissed Travis Kelce? Like, is it that, or is this Shoeless Joe? Is this Pete Rose? Is this Maguire Sosa? Is this Bonds? Like, what kind of level are we at here?
Well, classic sports radio line here. We'll see what happens. this is just the beginning. I mean, last week, literally, it was Wednesday that this got reported.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we opened the show with it.
I was in this
Our
chair.
Our second to last Wednesday, because we're going to Tuesday next
I was
week.
In this chair last week saying, did you know that Ipe went to UC Riverside? Maury Pulpovich over here. Turns out that was a lie.
That was a lie.
Did you know that he worked for the Boston Red Sox as a interpreter for one of their former players?
Daisuke? Screwball?
Not Daisuke.
Remember the Screwball was going to take over the
whoever it was. Turns out that was a lie.
Yeah.
So what we've learned since last Wednesday is Ipe is just, he's a fraudster. He's a liar because his whole entire resume is a lie. Nobody in the Angels organization over the last 5 to 6 years decided, maybe we should check up on any of this.
Totally. It's the I fill out a resume and nobody actually calls your references.
Literally. And listen, it's like basically they're just taking all these guys for face value and they're like, all right, cool. Put that in the media guide. Yeah, he went to UC Riverside. He was an interpreter for the Red Sox, worked spring training for the Yankees. So it's turned out that he is just a straight up liar at any chance, any opportunity, and he took the opportunity of working for Ohtani and just rode that horse for as long as he could.
Mm-hmm.
The question remains, though, is he the fall guy?
Right, and that's
and
why
that's I mean, I feel like Shohei right now to me is what he has going for him is just being like, oh, well, I don't know anything. I'm just over here playing baseball, and he just took advantage of everything and lied to me and stole my money and don't look over here. So, like, there still is a lot to be investigated, clearly, sure, because this is, like, I mean, a crime in the state of California. Like, they have not only MLB investigators looking into all of this, but they have FBI. Actual, like, yeah, like federal investigators looking into this.
And that's what I'm trying to ask. Like, is this a big story?
Yes.
Or is this an okay story?
I'm going to lean in and also say that this is still a big story. I have a hard time, even with the new information coming out that Joe basically just laid out, that you guys both laid out perfectly, that there's something else that's going to drop here, because we still haven't gotten the answer to that question. Well, why did you initially come out with a story plan saying, okay, hey, you know what, this is what's happening, we're just helping a guy out, and oh, no, he stole. I mean, there's tax implications going on in my head, maybe as to the reason why they lied, but there's got to be something else beyond that. When you see the news coming out, this is according to the LA Times today, Otani hired the same PR crisis firm as Alec Baldwin, Hillary Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, and that doesn't mean he's guilty.
But those were big stories.
Exactly, and frankly, somebody that says, oh, well, that means something is happening, I hate that. That's like saying, oh, well, innocent people shouldn't need to hire lawyers. No, you're dealing with the cops here. Otani's dealing with the media.
And perception and et cetera.
And in a foreign country where he doesn't speak the language. You got to have help. But I do believe this is a huge story, and there is still something to drop.
Yeah, and that's what we'll get into next. Like, let's actually dive into this story. Like, let's see, where do we feel about Otani? What does baseball do from here on out? And how do we keep track on this? How can we possibly know what's right and what's wrong? We'll keep that going next. We'll do that. This is the Hot Corner. It is Portland Sports Leader, moving to Tuesdays next week. But first, my man Schultzy with sports.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we finally got the second ace on the market to sign somewhere. What does this mean? Can I take a shot at Scott Boras, or is there a bigger problem going on in baseball? We'll get to that in 15 minutes. But I want to continue here with the Shohei situation. So Shohei Ohtani came out and spoke to the Dodgers, or for the Dodgers on Monday, and never get it twisted about no questions, no photography, no cameras. Never get that twisted. That usually says something. Now, I think I'm the guy here. I think I'm a guy that tends to, I think I'm giving Shohei the benefit of the doubt here. I think I am. And I think as stuff has come out about Ipe, about not working here, not going to school there, like, the guy's clearly got a checkered past. But
he's just a liar, sounds like.
But is that also not the best guy to set up for a fall guy?
Yeah, because he'll lie for you.
So let me test the room here. Do you think Shohei Ohtani gambled on sports?
Yes.
1,000%.
1,000% from Schultzy, and you are an infinite yes.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of like, I don't know.
I think that athletes gamble a hell of a lot more than we think they do.
The Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan stories about Barcelona in 92.
That and just,
Pete Rose in the 70s and 80s.
I just, I don't know. It's tough because we've seen players get busted already.
Sure. Yep. The NFL is really cracking down on it.
Right. It's just a matter of, is there a way that you can figure out how to get around it in a sense like this, where you have someone doing it for you?
Yeah.
Let me just quickly say
the Calvin Ridley thing, like, he got busted because he's an idiot and didn't have somebody else doing it for
this
him.
This Jonte Porter guy for the Raptors, like, dear God, man, like, have some discretion.
Well, and a baseball player, even compared to a basketball player, how much time do they have throughout the season? We all love baseball, guys. We all love to watch the game that's literally, most of the time, not moving.
And even, also,
even with the rule changes with the clocks.
Also, and I don't know what the other league rules are about gambling on other sports, and like the MLB rules is like, dude, you can't work with an illegal bookmaker.
Now that is a real
thing. You can't, like the rules are basically you can't gamble on baseball, you can't gamble on MLB and games that either affect you or don't affect, you can't gamble on the sport that you're in. You can gamble on other sports, it just can't be with an illegal bookmaker.
And that's the question I want to ask. All right, let's take the illegal bookmaker out of this, okay? Let's say we find out that Shohei is, in fact, betting hundreds of thousands of dollars, gets in debt up to almost $5 million on international soccer, okay? Maybe he really liked Liverpool to beat Man City, but it ended up in a draw and he lost money. Do we have a problem with that?
No, I don't care. Like, do what you want. I really don't care.
As long as he's not betting on baseball. We don't care?
Correct.
Because I have said this in weeks past.
Quite frankly, I don't even care if he's not if he's betting on a game that he's not in.
If
he's betting on Reds Pirates on a day off, I don't care.
But that gets a little too close, and that's where I actually, it's funny that you don't care here, and this is where I'm the opposite. What always worries me about gambling with professional athletes is if you're not doing it on your sport, when does it eventually creep into your sport?
Well, and that,
when do you get to the point where you're $5 million in debt and you're like, okay, I got to pay this off somehow. I just talked to my buddy, Seiya Suzuki in Chicago, and they're taking on the Phillies tonight, and he can't go, and he just told me Cody Bellinger can't go, so I'll put, you know, $200K on the Phillies beating the Cubs tonight by six.
Listen, I think it...
Like, when do you get desperate?
I don't care, but I think it is a slippery slope if you were to bet on the same league and same teams that you are going up against. But, yeah, if he's betting on Napoli versus FC Milan or whatever the hell, I mean, if he's betting
AC on... AC Milan.
Thank you. You are a soccer guy. You are a Patrick soccer guy. Hey, all I care is about my...
You're lucky.
All I care about is my Reds, okay? Let's go, Liverpool. But
we're not in Champions League, but nice job.
We're getting there, though, right? Aren't they releasing
Should finish this year.
The pools here soon of who's going to be in what?
The pools of liver.
The group play. Aren't we figuring out who's in what groups?
No, we're in, like, semifinals
okay.
now.
Okay, well, regardless. Again, I just... I'm...
So the gambling doesn't bother you. Okay, so then what about...
It bothers me.
So then, okay, and I'll get to you in a second, Schultzy.
Right, yeah.
But, Joe, to finish on this... The gambling doesn't bother you, then why is this a story?
Because I think that gambling in sports is very polarizing in general right now. I was just talking to you in the break about how some people are bitching and moaning about the refs and how they find it funny that they've gotten this bad ever since gambling became legalized.
Right.
Like, I just, I mean, you had Reese Davis the other day on ESPN talking about risk-free investments in I feel like it is just very... The entire conversation around is important. So as soon as you have the biggest star in Major League Baseball in a quote-unquote scandal when it comes to gambling...
Oh, I don't think it's quote-unquote.
Well, again, he's been bamboozled, hoodwinked here, as Ja Rule said.
Fraud, according to the FBI.
So, again, but when it comes down to it, it's like, dude, I don't care if he's betting on international soccer matches. And if he did it again, he should know better that illegal sports books, bookmakers in California, like, if he knows it's illegal, yeah, dude, you effed up.
And let's be real. Illegal bookmaking is where you can roll the high dollars. Schultzy, you have a problem with this gambling.
Yeah, just because of the implications. I hear you on the slipping into your current sport. That's the perfect example, I think, of maybe Pete Rose probably didn't start betting on his team every night. It got to that point because he had such a problem. But the connections, especially, like, you bring up international soccer. Shohei's an international guy. Do you not spend time around these guys and gals? Like, you are in a fraternity of elite athletes.
He usually shoots a text to Mo Salah, say, hey, maybe if...
Take a dive.
your back spasms there in the beginning of the game there.
Oh, yeah. You know, Shohei's got Ronaldo on speed dial. I mean, seriously, that's kind of stupid to actually say, but when you think of the actual implication of that, possibly, you know, knowing somebody competing in another league that you're placing money on, like, I just feel like as a player, you should be completely disallowed from anything. Why can you not be allowed to wait with the privilege of making hundreds of millions of dollars, or at least tens of millions in a lot of players' situations, until you are done? And then give away any sense of impropriety at that point, and then say, you know what, I'm done with this now. That was my pro life. I'm going to go have fun in my afterlife.
503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. I love this because it makes me really think, well, I care if he bet on Reds Pirates. Again, he has nothing to gain on throwing anything in his games in modern sports financing. He's wealthy. But I would counter that, even though I agree with that, I would counter that with neither did Michael or Charles in 92 in Barcelona. And there are rumors that they both lost $750,000. Like, equate that to inflation, and that's, you know, $2 to $3 million. Now, yeah, you might not be betting on anything that you have to do with. You want to keep yourself intact. But when does that degenerate, for lack of a better term, seep into you and create a bigger problem?
That's what I'm saying. That can be a slippery slope. Like, that's betting my on biggest the teams issue. And like,
mine's a slippery slope.
And again, like, deep down, it's like some of these guys, listen, gambling is, I don't sports gamble. I don't put my money.
It's crazy. I got into it big on Saturday. I was up with my buddy at A&A, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. And I threw away money.
I love the idea of it. I love, you know, being able to guess if a team can cover, over, unders, all that. It's
just
fun
like
to
I like
talk
being
about.
Able to throw dollars at the rail to see some, you know, yayas.
Hell yeah.
And if you have the funds to make that happen and you got a big enough unit, then lay it down, right? Like, go ahead. I don't really care what you want to do with your money. And I understand it diving into your league. If there is that gray area, like even as Schultz said, like maybe not texting Ronaldo, but like you text a pitcher, you have a guy on one of these teams. But that's where I just feel like the ins and outs of all that, like, so what? You're just going to hand this guy a bag of cash or a briefcase the next time you see it? Like, It seems a lot more like a process than it really, like,
sure,
the payoff is on that. And especially, again, for a guy like Shohei. Like, yeah, if you have a Jonte Porter who is over-under on points and rebounds are like 5 and 2 rebounds, and this guy's like, I am making S in this league on a minimum contract, yeah, I'll take a 40,000 parlay on myself. Well, you're an idiot, and you don't make that much, and you deserve everything you have. You have a damn Discord chat with other people saying, dude, take my under on my rebounds tonight. I'm getting a random eye injury in the first quarter. Like, yeah, that's you're dumb, all right? But this, again, the only aspect of it is, like, California, you can't gamble on sports, illegal sports book. That's where you effed up, all right? That is that, like, and to me, it's just like, you're an idiot for that. But if you want to gamble on sports, like, figure out a way. Go to a state where you can do that. You shouldn't have gone to the Dodgers. You shouldn't have gone to Anaheim Angels.
Mariners, baby! Yeah. All right, we'll put this to bed for a little bit, and we'll see as more information keeps coming out. When we come back, I want to touch on Jordan Montgomery signed with the Arizona Diamondbacks, Blake Snell with the Giants, all Scott Boras clients. Is this a problem with Scott Boras, or is this just baseball catching up to the trends that's going on? That's next. Hot Corner, 10 in the Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive in. We'll finish our division previews as we always land on the American League West to see how that takes over. Just another friendly reminder, we'll be on Tuesdays starting next week from 7 to 9. Picture me rolling.
Boy, there are some things about the AL West that you just are going to have to wait per hour too for. I mean, just you ready? Insane. Just insane.
You gonna say some crazy stuff, dude?
I got a fun game for you when it comes to athletics too.
Oh, excellent. I'll love that. But before we dive into that, Jordan Montgomery, the last domino to fall in the free agent sweepstakes over this offseason. He signs a one-year, $25 million deal with the Diamondbacks. And this opens a larger discussion. Now, first of all, Diamondbacks rotation looks fantastic,
yeah,
in my opinion. Montgomery, Gallen, Fott, Rodriguez, like, that's a solid four. I don't think they're as good as, say, the Mariners. I don't think they're as good as, say, maybe some other teams out there, but that is a super solid starting rotation.
Certainly is,
Bob.
Top
tier.
Somewhat already starting to regret having them finish third in the NL West.
Yeah, right. It instantly kind of makes you go,
oops.
Oh, you got Dylan Cease in San Diego? Cool. Hold my beer. So that we can talk a little bit about what this does for Arizona, but what I'm curious about is this is another Scott Boras client that fails to get the deal they wanted. Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, Matt Chapman. Funny enough, two of those guys ended up signing with the same team. Cody Bellinger. A lot of guys looking for big money, big year deals. And let me ask you this. Joe, is this more of an indictment on Boras wanting too much money for these players? Or is this more of a revelation of Major League Baseball kind of taking a cue from the NFL in an extent of running backs are a little bit of a dime a dozen and we can find a young guy and blow his knees out, or in this case, blow his arms out, and then go find somebody new? I heard on Danny and Dusty today, they were talking about, are wide receivers potentially the new running back? That every draft class is going to have high-octane, high-caliber young receivers that you grab for 4 years and try to win in that window and then let them go because I'll go grab somebody else. Look at the Steelers, for example. Do you think arms and guys like Chapman and Bellinger are in the same, or do you think this is Boras reaching for too much?
I would choose the latter out of those two. I think it's the MLB basically saying, like, screw you, Scott Boras. We know what you're trying to do here because we know how much you get paid in all of this as well.
Paging Alex Rodriguez.
So these are, I have a list of the top 10 free agents of this offseason, but of 10 of those, I mean, five of them are Scott Boras clients, but here are the contracts. Blake Snell, 2 years, $62 million.
With an opt-out after year one.
Cody Bellinger, 3 years, $80 million.
Opt-out after year one.
Jordan Montgomery, 1 year, $25 million. Matt Chapman, 3 years, $54 million.
Opt out after 1 year.
And then Jung Ho Lee, 6 years, $113 million.
It's funny that Scott Boras has Jung Ho Lee, you know.
But yeah, I mean, I think this was very much a mutiny between the GMs, the owners, and the front office. Hopefully not sending each other text messages.
Not collusion, but basically saying, we don't want to deal with
but
you,
dear
man.
Dear God, it kind of like seems like in the winter meetings, they're all just kind of like,
Look, we don't want Cano. We don't want Pujols. We don't want to do this again.
It was kind of one of those, like, in the PGA, you can't ask fellow players what club they chose to hit a ball. Like, hey, what club did you use?
Oh,
right,
did you use
there?
A six? Or do you mean like a brand?
But they'll go over there and they'll peek over at their bag as they're putting the club away, you know? So I feel like this is, yeah, it's one of those just kind of like, say if you were to sign Jordan Montgomery, complete hypothetical
if
here.
If you were to be in the trees on a 15, Bubba Watson, in Augusta, what club do you think you would use? If you could take back in that situation.
If you were playing MLB The Show and Matt Chapman was a free agent.
What do you think you would
What would
sign
you
him
give
for?
Him?
See, I think it's interesting because I'm actually starting to lean a little more on the side of baseball starting to not want to pay those guys for those kind of contracts.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I would say give us a couple more years to see what happens.
Yeah, let it flesh out a little bit.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at the rest of the contracts this year that were not the top 10 that were not Boris clients. Obviously, like Shohei, Yamamoto, those are kind of outliers.
Those are other side. But Tyler Glasnow, he got himself a bag. Will Smith got a bag today.
Aaron Nola, 7 years, 172 mil.
He got a good bag.
Sonny Gray, which... 3 years, 75, I feel like.
But at his stage in his career, yeah, though, 36. I think that was a good bag to get.
Josh Hader, 5 years, 95
insane
mil.
Bag for a closer.
Yeah, but also I think the Astros were like, dude, please.
Yeah,
we need that.
What do you want?
Well, I think they see the rest of the American League catching up to him.
Remember, what was it, like 2018 or 2019 when Mike Trout signed his extension with the Angels?
Yeah, it's 440.
Yeah, and that was late. Mid to late 20s, it signs him through age 39. Very similar.
Harper wasn't far behind.
Exactly, and very similar to a Trey Turner, to a Julio Rodriguez type deal that he got. Now we're seeing Bobby Witt Jr. We saw, unfortunately, Wander Franco get the deal like that from the Rays.
And but Bobby Witt, Bregman kind of started it, Acuna and Albies.
Absolutely.
And Tatis.
Just that shift. I do think that, as you said, players are getting cash, even in their 30s, but they're not getting as much. And we're never going to see a guy north of 30 getting a 10-year contract ever again in baseball.
So I'm just going to name a couple of his clients that basically it's kind of on the clock. I mean, yes, Bryce Harper just signed his deal with the Philadelphia Phillies a couple years ago, but he's at 26 mil per year. If you don't think that he's going to be asking for some more money here in the next year or two, like...
He signed the deal.
I get it, but also Machado signed his deal, and they essentially ripped that up and did a new with.
But that's because he was okay with it, though.
Well, I think that Bryce Harper will be okay with doing that as well.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Juan Soto.
What is what? Yeah, that'll be the interesting thing. I think that is a great point, Joe.
I mean, Corey Seager, he just got his bag, so that's kind of.
But I think Juan Soto is a fantastic litmus test for this.
Jose Altuve.
What does Juan Soto get next year?
And Altuve, he just did his deal.
Altuve was more of a legacy pay, done. I feel like. Yeah. The Astros wanted, that was like...
That's bobblehead night.
That was the Blazers giving Brandon Roy a massive deal. They were paying for the production he already gave.
Yeah, that's bobblehead night.
Yeah.
But I think, Joe, you bring up an amazing point. Soto. What is Soto going to do? And what Soto does, I think, will tell us a lot. Is this agent... Or is this, I don't want to pay for old players that we've learned from mistakes? All right, we got a lot to get to in the final hour. We're up fair or foul at the bottom of the 8:30 hour. But also, let's get into the vaunted American League West. I'm joking. It's not that vaunted. But is the division open? Is it open? I think there's three teams in this. We'll see how it goes. That's next. Hot Corner, 10 of the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.